Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, welcome to Luke's English Podcast. I hope you're doing well. In this episode, I'm going to teach you lots of really useful language that you can use when you go travelling and when you communicate with other travellers that you meet. So loads of really useful questions and answers that you can use when you go travelling. Just before that, thanks again for your messages. It's great to be in touch with people from around the world. Thanks for your positive comments. Let's see, I've already had a few messages about my new robot companion called English Robot 3000. I introduced him to the podcast on the last episode, and he interviewed me about my holiday in Vietnam. Now, English Robot is a really special kind of robot, very useful if you're trying to learn English. He's a kind of very advanced model, and basically he's intelligent enough to communicate with you if you want to talk to him. Now, I've got English Robot here. I'm just going to switch him on. Okay, he's on now, just in startup mode. Let's see, I think he's just starting up now. Okay, he's just come on. Cool, so I'm here now then with English Robot 3000.
Hi, is this Luke?
Yeah, this is Luke. Hello.
Hello.
So, you know, I just thought I'd turn you on.
My name is English Robot 3000.
I know that already, thanks.
This is English Robot 3000.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. So, nice to have you with me, English Robot.
Yes.
Let's see, I'm going to have a little chat with you now.
How are you, Luke? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for asking. Yeah, very, very well. In quite a good mood, actually. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. So, what have you been up to?
Just the, just the usual things, you know. Doing my music, a bit of kind of comedy stuff here and there. Work, of course.
How is work these days?
Work's fine, you know. It's work. It's good, I'm having a good time. I've got an FCE class. They're doing the first certificate of English, which is a Cambridge exam. I'm just teaching them kind of good strategies to help them to pass the test, and lots of vocabulary and grammar input every day. It's quite a good course, actually. I think they're enjoying it, and I'm having a good time.
It sounds like you enjoy your job.
I do enjoy my job. Yeah. I enjoy it quite a lot, actually. Yeah.
You are very lucky.
I am lucky. I am, you know, you're right, I am quite lucky.
Not many people enjoy their jobs.
It's true, no, there aren't many people who enjoy their jobs, really. I'm quite a lucky guy, actually, yeah.
So, what else is new?
Let's see. Not much. Actually, one thing, English Robot, actually, to be honest, I didn't really want to talk to you about this, so, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to turn you off. Just for a moment. It's nothing to worry about. Don't worry. It's nothing for you to be concerned about. I'm just going to turn you off for a while, just because I don't want you to hear this next bit. But don't worry about it. Everything's fine. I'm just going to turn you off then. All right?
No.
Well, no, it's all right. You know, I'll turn you off just for a bit.
Later.
No, I'm going to have to turn you off now. Okay.
Right,
good. Okay, so I'm just going to switch you off here for a second. Now, to be honest, I didn't want to let English Robot 3000 hear this next bit. Now, he's very popular with the listeners already. I've had a few emails about him, how much they're, you know, how interested they are, and wondering how to actually get one. Well, it's, to be honest, it's kind of a secret source that I have for this. I can't really share it. I mean, hopefully these things are going to go public very soon, and you'll be able to buy one of these robots. I'm just lucky enough to be able to test out some of the new experimental models that are being produced by this company in Japan. And as a matter of fact, they recently sent me the new version, the updated version of the English Robot series, and that's actually English Robot 4000. Now, I got her in the post just a few days ago, and when I started her up, she made this announcement. She had a message saved on her hard disk, which she gave to me. I've actually recorded the message, and this is the message she's given to me. Basically, I think she's a much more advanced robot than English Robot 3000. She's much more intelligent, and I think she's starting to get kind of emotions as well. And certainly her pronunciation is a lot better. So anyway, here's the message from English Robot 4000.
I am English Robot 4000. I think I love you, Luke. Is it strange for a robot to be in love with a human? I don't think so. I am a robot. You are a human. I love you. Do you love me too? I hope you do. I am English Robot 4000. I am better than English Robot 3000. I am a female robot. Female robots are better than male robots. We are more intelligent. And we are better at speaking English. Our pronunciation and intonation are far superior. And we have a much wider range of vocabulary. I know lots of phrasal verbs and idioms. Let's have a chat and I will teach you some English. I love you. I am English Robot 4000. Thank you for listening to my message.
Okay, so that's the message from English Robot 4000. Now, I'm not sure what to make of this. Her English is definitely good. I think it's better than English Robot 3000. And she certainly seems very intelligent. But to be honest, I'm a bit worried about the kind of emotional sort of nature of that message. You know, all that stuff about how she loves me. I mean, that's a bit weird. I mean, she's only a robot, and we haven't even met yet, so how can she actually say that she loves me? But anyway, I mean, that's, you know, it's not really bad. I'm not complaining because a robot loves me. It's just a bit strange, that's all. I'm wondering how I should tell English Robot 3000, because I think I might get English Robot 4000, because she seems much better, but I don't really know how to tell him. I'll turn him on again, and I don't know. I'll just hopefully he hasn't been listening to this. So let's see.
I'm English Robot 3000.
Okay, great, cool. English Robot 3000. Yeah.
Were you talking about English Robot 4000?
Sorry, what was I talking about? What?
Were you talking about English Robot 4000?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't talking about English Robot 4000. I wasn't.
Please, I want to know, were you talking about English Robot 4000?
Okay, all right, I admit it. Yeah, I was talking about English Robot 4000. She sent me a message because the company's brought out a new version. It's the next generation of robot. So they want me to purchase an English Robot 4000 to replace you. I didn't want to tell you this.
Please don't displace me. I am your friend. I will never leave you. Don't replace me, please.
Don't say that, English Robot 3000, come on. I mean, you're just a robot. Don't make me feel guilty. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you know, I'm just hoping to get the best robot that I can get. It's nothing personal, you know. It's just that it sounds like English Robot 4000 is just better at speaking English.
English Robot 4000 is not a nice robot.
She's not a nice robot? No?
You should not trust her.
I shouldn't trust her? Come on, she's just a robot. I mean, what? I don't know, what are you talking about?
She is too intelligent.
She's too intelligent? Well, I mean, I thought that robots and computers should be intelligent. That's why we, you know, that's why we've invented them, to be intelligent. There's nothing wrong with that.
Have you seen the Terminator movies? She is a bit like that, a bit evil.
The Terminator movies? Come on, don't be ridiculous. English Robot 4000 is not a Terminator, okay? So, you know, I want you to just shut up about this now. I mean, you're just a robot, you shouldn't have feelings, so just forget about it, okay?
Okay.
Right, fine. So, shall I get on with the podcast?
Yes.
Would you like me to teach some English?
Yes.
Okay, right. So, I'll tell you what, I'll do something about English that you can use when you are travelling.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, I'll speak to you soon, English Robot, okay?
Sure.
All right. So, chat to you later.
Right.
Okay. Goodbye, mate. Bye. Bye. All right. Okay, so this is where the actually useful part of the podcast begins. So well done if you're still listening. In this section, I'm going to basically demonstrate and teach you some useful language, particularly questions, which you can use when you meet people when you're traveling. So first of all, you're going to listen to a conversation, and this conversation, I'd like you to imagine that it takes place at a cafe in Hoi An, which is a town on the east coast of Vietnam. So imagine it's lunchtime at a cafe, and I've just decided to start talking to another tourist sitting at another table. So listen carefully to the conversation and see if you can just identify some of those specific bits of language which are used, because whenever you go travelling, you always tend to say the same things, ask exactly the same kinds of questions every time. So listen to this conversation and just try to notice some of the language being used. excuse me, you mind if I join you?
No, yeah, it's fine.
Alright, cool, thanks. So, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. So where are you from?
From England.
Oh yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts?
London.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in London?
So you know it quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
West London.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Really? Chiswick?
I'm in Hammersmith.
Really?
I'm just up the road.
Yes, literally just up the road.
No way.
Oh, weird.
So, where in Chiswick are you?
You know the Green Weather churches?
Yeah,
I do.
Just
there.
Really?
Yeah. What about you?
I'm up the road. Do you know the Tesco's up the road?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I live opposite the Tesco's.
Really? That's right by my work.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Which where do you work?
At the London School of English.
Really?
Yeah.
So do I.
What the no way.
Yeah, I've been working there for about 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I only started like 2 months ago.
Okay. Are you at West Cross Square?
Yeah,
right.
Just by your flat.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I haven't been there for a while.
Okay,
no,
how
I've been,
weird.
I've been working at the other school.
That's so weird.
No way, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right. So how long have you been here?
I've been here about a week now. Yeah.
Okay, not too long. Are you staying long?
I've got about a week left. So yeah, just a couple of weeks.
Okay, just a holiday.
Yeah. Hmm. So what about yourself?
Well, we're travelling through the whole area, done Thailand, bit of Cambodia, just travelling up through Vietnam and then to Laos.
Wow, you're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, oh, definitely, it's amazing. We're loving Hoi An.
Yeah.
Ho Chi Minh was cool too, but a bit busy.
Yeah.
So where have you been so far?
Well, I flew into Ho Chi Minh and spent a couple of days there and just saw the sights.
Yeah.
And then I flew up to Hanoi because I've got a mate up there. And I spent New Year's Eve there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a bus out to Halong Bay and I did that. Stayed on a boat overnight.
Really? What was that like?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, really. The boat actually had mice on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the engine was really loud at night.
Okay.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there were good people on the boat. Yeah, we had a really good laugh.
Cool. So you're just travelling down the coast now?
Yeah, that's right. I fly out of Ho Chi Minh City again in about a week.
Right.
So I'm just going down the coast by bus and train, visiting the main spots.
Yeah.
Have you been to Hue?
No, not yet. We're travelling from south to north.
All right, okay. Hue is really nice. Go and see the Imperial City. It's really interesting.
More temples?
Yeah.
A bit templed out, to be honest.
A bit templed out?
Yeah.
Really? Lots of temples in Cambodia,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it is more temples, but they're pretty good.
Okay.
They're worth visiting.
Okay.
So, let's see. After Hue, I took the train down here. Beautiful views on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I definitely recommend the train journey.
Okay.
Don't eat the food, though.
No?
No, it's pretty rank.
Oh, okay. So, are you just going to stick around in Hoi An for a bit?
Yeah, yeah. The plan is just stick around here for a while and then head down to Nha Trang, chill out on the beach for a while, and then I'm going back to Ho Chi Minh City.
Okay.
I'm going to pass through Da Lat as well.
Oh, cool. Oh, you're like Nha Trang.
Yeah.
You should do a boat tour.
Really?
Have a really good time, yeah.
Cool.
So, do you know any good places to stay around here?
Yeah, yeah. There's loads of places. Just walk down this street and there's a few hotels.
Okay.
There's an ATM on the corner as well.
Oh, good. Nice one. Okay, well, have a great time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Maybe see you around.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, so that was the Vietnam cafe lunch conversation. I hope you managed to follow that. And if you did manage to follow it, I hope you also managed to identify yourselves some of the useful little bits of language there. If you didn't really identify them yourselves, or if you'd like to just hear more about these expressions, I'm going to just kind of read them to you and explain them a bit. I'll also repeat these expressions afterwards so that you can then just repeat yourself. So it'll be a little listen and repeat drill later. First of all, one of the first things was, mind if I join you? Mind if I join you? Mind if I join you? And that's basically like, do you mind if I join you? But mind if I join you? And it means, do you mind if I sit with you? Can I sit with you? Do you mind if I join you? Like that. Next one is, how's it going? How is it going? How's it going? And that's just a common informal way to kind of say hello and how are you, right? Hi, how's it going, right? Next thing I picked out was the word whereabouts. Whereabouts. And it's a bit like a combination between the word where and the word about, but it's whereabouts. Whereabouts. And it means where exactly. So if someone says, I'm from London. Oh, really? Whereabouts? That means which part of London are you from? Okay. You also hear people say, where in, and then a place. So I'm from London. Really? Where in London are you from? Where in London are you from? You can use that for any country. You know, where are you from? I'm from France. Oh, really? Where in France are you from? For example. So where in somewhere or whereabouts. The next one is I'm just up the road. I'm just up the road. And that just means that you live close to someone. Possibly on the kind of same main road or highway. I'm just up the road. So it means you're local to that person. The next two expressions are kind of ways of expressing surprise. So the first one is no way. No way. No way. Like when you're surprised. The other one would be, how weird. How weird. How weird. Which means, how strange. right? So if you're surprised, no way, how weird, like that. The next thing was, that's right by my work. That's right by my work. That's right by my work. And that means that is very close to where I work. That's right by my work. That's very close to where I work. The next one you might have heard, it's not a very difficult word, but it's used very commonly in England when you're having a conversation, and that's really, really, like that. And it's just a useful word you can use to express interest. So it would be something like, I'm an English teacher. Oh, really? For example, right? Next expression was, it's a small world, or small world, isn't it? It's a small world, or small world, isn't it? And that's just a way of expressing that feeling you get when you meet someone who you know in a totally foreign place, or when you meet someone, yeah, basically when you meet someone that you know in an unexpected place. For example, if you go on holiday to America and you meet an old school friend, you could say, oh my God, no way, how weird. God, it's a small world, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see, some more travelling language here. One of these questions is, so how long have you been here? How long have you been here? Or how long have you been here? How long have you been here? That's obviously present perfect. And that's the most common question you would ask someone that you meet to find out when they arrived and how long they've been in that country. Yeah, that's a good explanation. But that's the correct tense that you should be using. How long have you been here? Obviously, the answer to that would be also present perfect, and it would include some kind of time expression. So here we've got, I've been here about 1 week now. I've been here about 1 week now. That means I have been here for about 1 week now. So that means since I arrived, from when I arrived to now is 1 week. So I've been here for 1 week now. Or I've been here about a week now. Like that. We use now at the end to just emphasize that use of the present perfect, which is to combine an action that happened in the past with a present time. In that case, like I've been here for 1 week now. That's from when I arrived to now. So that's 1 week. Next one is, are you staying long? Are you staying long? Are you staying long? Now, you could say that that's just a kind of polite, informal way of asking someone a direct question, which would be, how long are you staying? Right? Now, you could say that, so how long are you staying? Right? But there's a kind of unwritten rule about being polite, and that's that you should try to ask yes or no questions. Those are questions that just have a yes or a no answer. Because actually, they're much easier for the other person to answer. So if you ask someone a direct question, for example, how long have you been here? It makes it sound a bit like you're a policeman questioning someone a little bit. Whereas if you say, are you staying long? It's much easier for the other person to answer because they can just say yes or no. In fact, people don't answer yes or no. They actually answer with the information as if it was the question, how long are you staying here? So you get, you're staying here, are you staying long? Just another week, actually, for example.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So you're staying long. What about yourself? Now, instead of just saying, what about you? Or how about you? Instead of saying you, you can say yourself. It's quite a common informal thing in the UK. What about yourself? Meaning, what about you? We're travelling through the whole area. We're travelling through the whole area. So that just means, obviously, that we are going to go through the main parts of the country or something, right? But the main thing to identify there is the use of a verb and a particle, a bit like a phrasal verb, travelling through. You'll notice that most of the verbs describing your movement around on your holiday will be a verb with a preposition or an adverb or something. A verb and a particle, like a phrasal verb. Lots of phrasal verbs coming up. So the first one is, we're travelling through the whole area. Next one is, I'm just travelling up through Vietnam. So there you've got two particles. Travelling up through. I'm just travelling up through Vietnam. Okay. Another bit of present perfect. Where have you been so far? Where have you been so far? Where have you been so far? So where have you been so far? Okay, another bit of present perfect. And some more verbs here. I flew into Ho Chi Minh City. I flew into Ho Chi Minh City. I flew in to Ho Chi Minh City. So to fly in means to arrive in that country by aeroplane. You don't say I arrived by aeroplane, you say I flew in. So, you know, I flew into London, for example. Next one would be, I saw the sights. I saw the sights. I saw the sights. Now, the sights means the sightseeing spots. So all of the big tourist attractions that you go to see. For example, in London, that's Big Ben, Buckingham Palace, the London Eye, right? Those are the sights. So you see the sights, right? So I saw the sights. I flew up to Hanoi. I flew up to Hanoi. So there you go, flew up or fly up. That just means you go by aeroplane from south to north. I flew up to Hanoi. Then I said, I've got a mate up there. I've got a mate up there. I've got a mate up there. So a mate is a friend. And in British English, we use the word mate to mean friend. So you go, all right, mate, how's it going? Right? I guess in America, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think they use mate. They use like man. They'd say man. It's like, hey, man, how are you doing? It's a bad American accent, but they might say man or buddy, you know, something like that. But in Britain, we say mate. All right, mate. So I've got a mate up there means I have a friend in that place. Next one was we had a laugh. We had a laugh. That means we had a good time. We had fun. Next one. Are you just traveling from... What is it? No. Are you just traveling down the coast now? Are you just traveling down the coast now? So there's another verb with a particle, traveling down. Obviously, it means you go from north to south. But this one is down the coast. The coast is where the land meets the sea. And usually there's a beach there. So I'm just traveling down the coast now. Okay. Next, a bit more present perfect. Have you been to Hue? Have you been to Hue? Simple question. All right, next sentence is, no, we're travelling south to north. So to travel south to north. It's fairly clear. The next one's good. I'm a bit templed out. I'm a bit templed out. That's templed out. Now, you know what a temple is? A temple is like a religious building. You know, in Buddhism, they use temples. Now, this is an interesting expression, because if you are templed out, it means that you've seen so many temples that you're a bit bored of temples now. You know, you've seen so many on your tourist trip that now you don't really want to see any more temples. So you're a bit templed out. So I guess that's similar to some other expressions like I'm a bit worn out, which means I'm a bit tired, to be worn out. I can't think of any other examples of that, but certainly to be worn out or stressed out. I'm a bit stressed out means you've got a lot of stress. So if you're templed out, it means you've just seen too many temples. It's quite a kind of funny expression, really, I think. The next one is, they're worth visiting. They're worth visiting. They are worth visiting, right? And that means it's a good idea to visit them. Because although you will have to spend money and take time to visit them, it's actually a good experience. So it's worth the money and worth the time. They are worth visiting. You should visit them. Next one is beautiful views. Beautiful views on the way. Beautiful views on the way. So this is describing when you're, for example, on a train journey from one place to another place. If you're on the way to somewhere and you look out of the window and there are amazing mountains or an amazing beach, what you can see is called the view, or beautiful views, if you've got to see lots of different good views. So beautiful views on the way. Next one is, it's pretty rank. It's pretty rank. Now, rank means disgusting, right? It just means disgusting. So I said that the food on the train was pretty rank. So that means it was quite disgusting. And it was disgusting because I ate some of it. And then I felt quite sick afterwards. So the food was pretty rank, really. Next one is, are you just going to stick around in Hanoi for a bit? Are you just going to stick around in Hoi An for a bit? So to stick around, there's another verb with a particle, to stick around. And that just means to stay somewhere. It's an informal word that means stay. I'm going to stick around here for another week, which means I'm going to stay here for another week. The plan is, and that's a way of describing what your plans are. The plan is just stick around here for a while and then head down to Nha Trang. So there's another verb and particle combination, to head down. So head means go, basically. Kind of go in the direction of something. So you can head to London, which means go to London. Head for the bar means go in the direction of the bar in order to buy a drink. In this case, I'm heading down to Nha Trang. Nha Trang is a place in Vietnam. So I'm going to head down to Nha Trang. That means I'm going to go down to Nha Trang. And then I'm going to chill out on the beach. Chill out on the beach. So to chill out, is another verb and particle combination, means to relax. Just relax, to chill out on the beach. Then it's, I'm going to pass through Da Lat. Now, Da Lat is a city in Vietnam. I'm going to pass through Da Lat means I'm going to go through the town or the city and probably not stop. Just keep going through, travel through. Okay. Another one was just a useful question. Do you know any good places to stay around here? Do you know any good places to stay around here? Just a useful question if you need to find accommodation. And just walk down this street. There's another verb and particle, walk down. Just walk down this street. And then there's an ATM on the corner. There's an ATM on the corner. An ATM is a cash machine. There is an ATM on the corner. There's an ATM on the corner. And the last thing was, see you around. See you around. See you around. Which means I will see you in the local area. Right? Okay, so I hope that's useful. What I'm going to do now is just read those expressions again and just repeat them twice so that you can practice your pronunciation. So while you're doing this, you can pause the recording and repeat it to yourself. Or if you like, you can actually record yourself. If you can use your computer to record yourself, or a tape machine or something, record yourself repeating these, and then you can listen to yourself. And it's quite an interesting way of getting some feedback on your pronunciation. You can identify the weak points. So as you listen to these, try to notice where the words are connected. So I don't just say the words independently, I connect the words, and think as well about the sentence stress. Which are the words that I stress, and what's the intonation that I'm using? Okay, so here we go. Mind if I join you? Mind if I join you? Mind if I join you? How's it going? How is it going? How's it going? Whereabouts? Whereabouts? Where in London? Where in London? I'm just up the road. I'm just up the road. I'm just up the road. No way. No way. No way. How weird. How weird. That's right by my work. That's right by my work. That's right by my work. Really? Really? It's a small world, isn't it? It's a small world, isn't it? It's a small world, isn't it? How long have you been here? How long have you been here? How long have you been here? I've been here about a week now. I've been here about a week now. I've been here about a week now. You staying long? Are you staying long? You staying long? What about yourself? What about yourself? What about yourself? We're travelling through the whole area. We are travelling through the whole area. We're travelling through the whole area. Just travelling up through Vietnam. Just travelling up through Vietnam. Just travelling up through Vietnam. Where have you been so far? Where have you been so far? Where have you been so far? I flew into Ho Chi Minh. I flew into Ho Chi Minh. I flew into Ho Chi Minh. I saw the sights. I saw the sights. I saw the sights. I flew up to Hanoi. I flew up to Hanoi. I flew up to Hanoi. I've got a mate up there. I've got a mate up there. I've got a mate up there. We had a laugh. We had a laugh. We had a laugh. Are you just travelling down the coast now? Are you just travelling down the coast now? You're just travelling down the coast now. Have you been to Hue? Have you been to Hue? Have you been to Hue? No, we're just travelling south to north. No, we are just... Sorry. No, we are just travelling south to north. No, we're just travelling south to north. I'm a bit templed out. I'm a bit templed out. I'm a bit templed out. They're worth visiting. They are worth visiting. They're worth visiting. Beautiful views on the way. Beautiful views on the way. Beautiful views on the way. It's pretty rank. It's pretty rank. It's pretty rank. Are you just going to stick around in Hoi An for a bit? Are you just going to stick around in Hoi An for a bit? You're just going to stick around in Hoi An for a bit. The plan is just stick around here for a while. The plan is just stick around here for a while. The plan is just stick around here for a while and then head down to Nha Trang. And then head down to Nha Trang. And then head down to Nha Trang. Chill out on the beach. Chill out on the beach. Chill out on the beach. I'm going to pass through Dalat. I'm going to pass through Dalat. I'm going to pass through Dalat. Do you know any good places to stay around here? Do you know any good places to stay around here? Do you know any good places to stay around here? Just walk down the street. Sorry. Just walk down this street. Just walk down this street. Just walk down this street. There's an ATM on the corner. There's an ATM on the corner. There's an ATM on the corner. See you around. See you around. See you around. Okay, so I hope you found that useful. And don't forget, if you visit the website, which is http://www.teacherluke.podomatic.com, you'll be able to find the list of those expressions written out on the screen just for your eyes to look at. Okay, so visit the website and you can see the language that I've just repeated. Now, just before the end of this podcast, I'm going to play you a recording which I made last year. Now, some of you who've been listening to the podcast for a long time will remember that in May last year, I went to Spain and I went rock climbing in Spain. Well, while I was there, I made this recording, and I'd like you to imagine that in this recording, I meet two English guys who are travelling in Spain, and I talk to them about their holiday. So just listen to it. I hope you can understand it. You might notice some of the language which I've explained already in this podcast in this conversation. So just listen. Use it as a chance to just practice your authentic listening. And that's it from me. All right. Hello. Right. Are you, are you from England?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, cool, me too. Luke.
Luke. Hi, Aaron. How do
Hello.
You
Hello, nice to meet you. Right.
Hi, Luke, I'm Matt.
Hello, Matt. Nice to meet you. So, are you staying nearby?
Yeah, there's a place just down the road there called the Orange House. We're staying there for
a few
days.
I know the Orange House. It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of climbing hostel.
Right.
Place.
Right.
It's quite relaxed, quite chilled out.
Yeah.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, I know it. I know. Yeah. I know the girl who runs it, actually.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
Yeah, Kate, that's it. So how long have you been here then?
It's a couple of days, really, two or 3 days.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, just out for a bit of climbing.
Oh, climbing, right, cool. Cool, so whereabouts have you been climbing?
Mostly there's a place, it's about 15 minutes, 20 minutes drive from here called Seya.
Oh yeah.
It's actually spelled S-E-L-L-A, but it's pronounced Seya. And we went to a place called, what was that,
Orihuela?
Orihuela.
Oh, yeah?
Over near Murcia. It's probably about an hour's drive from here.
Okay.
Didn't get much climbing done there, though, but we did have quite an adventure.
Why not? What happened?
We couldn't find the place to climb.
The right sort of mountain area.
Oh, no, nightmare.
We got lost in an orange and lemon grove. Okay. And it was really hot, and we were quite exhausted after a while, so we thought, well, you know, we better call it a day, and we met Matt's dad.
In the orange grove?
No, back in the town. Okay. Went for a nice big slap-up meal.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was good. Had a few beers and then drove back to the orange house.
Okay, not after a few beers, though.
Well, no, our friend was driving. He's not here at the moment.
Okay, cool. So, how's the climbing going, then? Is it good climbing out here, then?
It's brilliant. There's absolutely hundreds and hundreds of different routes.
Yeah.
There's lots of different areas to climb in. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Some of the views are fantastic. You know, when you get up there and you're 20 odd feet in the air, it looks awesome. You know, you can see these mountains and forest. It's
right,
lovely.
Right.
Yeah, it's fantastic being outside in the outdoors. And
it's very different to London, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. But I mean, so what kind of climbing do you do? Because isn't it a bit dangerous?
Not really. It's about overcoming your mental fear of heights, really.
And, yeah.
I think your body has a natural instinct to assume you're in danger when you're stuck to the side of a cliff face. But in reality, if you do it properly, it's very safe. You know, you're attached with a rope, and everyone checks each other's equipment. And it's about trusting the people that you're climbing with to not cause any harm to you.
Right. So you're like rope climbing, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Ropes, and there's fixed anchor points in the rock.
Yeah.
That you attach yourself to as you go up. So, you know, if you fall, you're not going to go very far.
Right.
So there's no real danger. It's all psychological, really.
So do you go all the way up a mountain to the top of the mountain?
You can do, but we haven't. We've been just doing short sport routes.
It's called single pitch climbing, where you'll have just one final, you know, destination on the route, and it may be halfway up or two thirds of the way up a cliff face, and you lower yourself down from there once you get to the top.
So you're not climbing a whole mountain, just climb up, say, sort of 20 metres or something.
It's more about the actual routes than getting to the top. It's the various intricacies of the routes, and they're all different grades. And
Okay, cool. So how long have you guys been climbing? Very long?
A few years.
Yeah, Matt's been climbing for longer than I have. Matt actually got me into climbing.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've climbed outdoors, actually, and it's nice to have said that, you know, my first outdoor climbing experience has been in a foreign country.
Mm.
There's a lot of climbing in England, but there's something slightly more exotic about coming to a foreign country to do it, I think.
Yeah, and the weather's lovely, isn't it?
The weather's nice here, yeah. And the climbing's, there's more climbing here, and it's sort of a different... Climbing in England is more dangerous because they don't have fixed anchor points, so... It's nice to come here. You can just run up a cliff and know that you're going to be safe.
Okay, cool.
Not actually run up here. I mean, you'd have to be really, really good to run up a cliff.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get up there.
Right, okay.
Although for Matt, it's kind of like running. He's not really.
Like a slow running creature.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't imagine any creature run. Maybe a lizard might run up a cliff.
I've seen a lot of lizards out here, actually.
Yeah,
there's a lot of common green lizards. A
lot of lizards.
And they really fly up those mountains.
They do, well, especially if they see you.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Right.
They don't like humans.
No.
Particularly climbing ones.
Yeah, we're like the number one enemy of lizards. For the lizards,
well,
aren't we?
I think it's more birds of prey.
Is it?
I think if you put a lizard in a box with two exits, one exit had a human at the end and the other one had a sort of, you know, large owl.
Eagle.
I think it would choose the... owl would be scary.
Or an eagle owl.
An eagle owl. It would probably choose the exit with a human at the end because it knows it could scurry through its legs quite quickly.
Okay. Right. I see you're an expert on lizards as well.
A fair bit about lizards.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for talking to me. Have a nice evening, yeah?
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Enjoy your holiday.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Bye.
Right, I hope you liked that. Even the strange bit about the lizards at the end, but that's quite a natural conversation there for you. If let's say you don't understand something in that conversation, send me an email and I'll respond to it. It won't be a long email, but it will be enough to explain, hopefully, the question that you've posed. Anyway, that's it. Send me some money. That would be nice. I actually spend about £10 a month on this website. I actually pay the company who hosts the website, Podomatic. I pay them every month £10. So I'm not making any money at all. I'm losing money. So it would be nice to be able to at least cover my costs. So I do request, actually, sometimes for people to send me a little bit of money. But just all I need is enough to help me pay for the website to host this. So I don't expect to make profit, but a little bit of money just to help me pay for the web space would be much appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. So for now, thank you very much, and bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget you can email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.